The push is on to recognize that not every student has to graduate with a bachelor's degree to be a productive worker and a member of the middle class economically, and that has increased the focus on career and technical education and the potential impact on students who aren't interested in what's been the conventional higher ed path. Those are some of the issues Bill Simons is especially energized by. Simons is director of the Global Pathways Institute and professor of practice at ASU, and he joins me now. Bill, what are you seeing and hearing from other professionals about career and technical education?
I think many people don't realize that the majority of jobs in Arizona today and looking forward do not require a four-year college degree. What they do require is advanced technical skills that students can learn and master both at the high school level at our JTEDs and in post-secondary education at our community colleges.
How important was the legislative act and Governor Ducey going ahead and signing the money that had been taken out of JTED programs, the fact that that is now back in the mix?
That was an incredibly important action. We've rarely seen action like that in Arizona, where a governor presents a budget and then just a few weeks later signs a new proposal that restores funding that he didn't call for in his budget. And that's the result of overwhelming support from the Arizona business community, not to mention educators and many others concerned about the future welfare of our students in Arizona.
Are we seeing more momentum for this sort of career and technical education leading to jobs? Did that take a while for people to figure out?
Well, I think we are seeing more momentum, but we have a long way to go. I think it's worth pointing out that last year, Nevada voted to triple spending on CTE. One reason for that is that Nevada beat out Arizona for the Tesla battery plant, which is going to bring many jobs to the state of Nevada. Denver Public Schools is making a major investment to dramatically increase the number of students on career pathways. What the legislature did was to hold JTED funding constant at where it's been. Meanwhile, the states with which we're competing are dramatically increasing their investments in this form of education.
So, Bill, does it take landing a major project like that to really put it in bright lights to people that that's what we need? Or are there other methods to getting lawmakers, business officials, and whatnot, people who are really the movers and shakers, to realize the value of this?
The reality is that right now we're not successfully preparing many young people for career success. And if we expanded these programs like the JTEDs and also community college offerings, we could go a long way toward equipping more young people to get good jobs, earn a solid living, and really achieve economic independence.
Where are you seeing the potential for more hands-on kind of employment?
Healthcare is a great example. Most nurses and technicians are working with their hands. If you're looking at hospitality, we need chefs, we need people working in our hotels and resorts. That's a major industry in Arizona. They're all working with their hands in one form or another. If we look at auto and diesel truck repair and maintenance, those are very hands-on jobs, and dealers are constantly complaining. They're struggling to fill those jobs, even though they pay more than what the average Arizonan earns. So these are not bad jobs. These are great jobs.
We hear about the crumbling middle class. Is developing this sort of thing a way to reverse that trend?
Yes, Steve, I think that's a critical answer. You know, the problem we've adopted in our society is we've taken a very elitist view towards both education and the workforce. So students are told if they want to be successful, they need to go to a four-year university. At the same time, we look down on jobs that don't require the four-year degree. And we're saying those are somehow second-class jobs if you're working in construction or if you're working in hospitality. The reality is that we had many middle-class jobs. Most people didn't go to college. They still achieved economic success. We have to get back to the idea of valuing the dignity of work and recognize that many of these jobs do offer a solid middle-class standard of living. So we have to change the way we look at the workforce.
Bill Simons, director of the Global Pathways Institute and professor of practice at ASU. We've been talking about advances in career and technical education.